guests I am joining us now, played in the NFL, played for the Ravens, the Colts, the Broncos, the Giants, also two-time Super Bowl winner, now works for a radio station that is a host at 104.3 The Fan in Denver, Colorado. It's Brandon Stokely. How you doing, Brandon?
I'm doing great. Hey. Doing great. It's a beautiful day here. It's a weekend. I mean, I'm doing awesome.
I just got to tell everybody right off the bat, you went to, what, Louisiana Lafayette? Him and his quarterback both went to the NFL, some guy by the name of Jake Delhomme, people may remember. How about that? Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, how about that? I mean, the Jake Delhomme, great quarterback in college, and did some good things with the Panthers, and he was a kick away from being a Super Bowl MVP. So, yeah. Two guys from a small town and Louisiana.
You're sitting in I-70 traffic, Brandon?
You know what? I'm on 25.
25.
And I just got through traffic. I'm probably going to be hitting some more traffic here shortly.
Yes, I know it will. Good fun. Hey, I was just saying before we went on with you, all these pickers are saying New England, and I, as a Pats lifer, just remember First Mile High and then a new place is a house of horrors, even during the Brady era. Have things gotten that bad?
Yes, they have. They've lost four in a row. I think it's five out of six now. Just not a very good football team. You know, offensively, their longest play of the season has been 44 yards. That's it. In 2017, 44 yards, and that was the first game of the season. And so they're not explosive. They turn the football over way too much. They just don't have a lot of weapons offensively to score points. And their defense, you know, their defense is still a good group, but, you know, you see just the breakdowns in the game, were three or four every game that just cost them. And then last week, obviously, against the Eagles, it was the whole game. They just didn't play well. I expect the defense to play better at home, but this offense for the Broncos is just so bad. I don't know if they can score enough.
Brandon, has there been any infighting in that locker room? Has the offense and defense gotten, you know, into a war of words at all? Because I thought I remember reading the defense visibly getting frustrated, now taking that publicly with the offense's lack of support.
Yeah, last year there was talk about that, and I think that was real talk. Right now, I don't think that's an issue. You could see something maybe boiling up a couple weeks ago, but then when the defense goes out and plays as bad as they did last week, they have no room to point fingers at the offense. So I think Vance will do a great job of keeping this team together. You don't have to worry about any infighting. They just got to start playing better football. And you know, this week against the Patriots, I know it's not the Patriots a lot of people thought it was going to be this year, but it's probably not the week for the Broncos to get right game for them.
The Giants, is that the game that started the tailspin for you guys or what?
Yeah, I mean, that kind of showed the Broncos' flaws. I think it started a couple weeks before that against the Bills. You know, they went to Buffalo, and a lot of people were overlooking the Bills. And you saw some of the turnovers and some of the issues defensively. They played good defense, but they had those three or four plays, and offensively they had bad turnovers. And so you could kind of see what was going to the trend there with the Broncos. Then they bounced back the next week against the Raiders, and it was a 16-10 game at home. Didn't play very well, but they got a win. And, you know, they're 3-1. They had their bye week, and they're playing a lousy Giants team and with no weapons. And they just totally – you know, didn't show up to that game, and that's, you know, it started snowballing ever since then.
Boy, Brandon, when you think of winning traditions and rabid fan bases, I think of Pittsburgh and I think of Denver, and I have someone, as I said earlier, that spent a lot of time in Denver over the years. This has to be killing these people.
It is. I mean, it really is. I mean, four in a row. Look, I was sitting there. I do radio, and I was, after they were 3-1, and the way this defense was playing, the biggest question mark was, can they stop the run? Ezekiel Elliott comes to town. He gets 8 yards. Yeah, 8 yards rushing is all he had. The defense was fixed. The run defense was fixed. The no-fly zone was still at a high level. And offensively, Trevor Siemian and company were finding ways to score points and not have bad turnovers. And then all of a sudden, I don't know what happened, but they just fell flat on their face, and they haven't been able to regroup since then. And it's been a skid that, man, I tell you, Broncos country here in Denver, you know, they love their Broncos, and right now they're having a hard time, you know, gathering with what they're watching. They're not used to this. You know, you had the Peyton Manning era. You've been spoiled here for so long, and now you know, you're trying to figure out the quarterback position, and it's a tough thing to do. Y'all will figure that thing out soon if Brady ever retires. It's hard to find your quarterback, and some of the holes, some of the flaws and the mistakes are starting to show themselves when you talk about some of the misses in the draft, and, you know, all the way back to 2012 and 2013. Some of the misses in free agency are really starting to show themselves when you don't have a quarterback to overcome those holes, and that's what the Broncos are dealing with right now.
Brandon Stokley from 104.3, the Fan, former NFL wide receiver, Super Bowl champion, with us on the huddle here on 101.3 ESPN. What do you think the game plan is for this Broncos defense? Are they gonna take a lot of chances here because they know the offense can't score much? Are they gonna bring the house on blitzes? Are they gonna try to jump routes in the secondary and take chances?
They haven't been a big blitz team. I think what they'll do is, you know, they're going to play man-to-man coverage, try to get in these guys' faces, slow them down at the line of scrimmage, and hit Tom Brady. You know, you got to hit him, and you got to keep hitting him over and over again. And that's the only way to make him uncomfortable. If you let him stay in the pocket for a while, he's going to pick you apart. And, you know, Hogan's not playing. It doesn't matter. You know, they got, I think it was five guys with over 30 receptions or something like that. I mean, it's just crazy. He'll throw to his running backs. He throws to a tight end and any receiver out there. So he does a great job of spreading the ball around. But you got to hit him. You got to hit him to make him uncomfortable. If you start doing that, he's not the Tom Brady that, you know, if he's upright and clean in the pocket. And offensively, look, the Broncos have to take care of the football and realize that a punt isn't the worst thing. Don't turn the football over and make a few plays. That's what the Giants did to them. They didn't do anything special. They just made three or four plays on offense, and their defense played really good. That's the only chance that the Broncos have to beat the Patriots.
People may not know, not only did Brandon play football, he was pretty damn good at basketball. He was a baseball player also. Your wife was a left fielder in college, made it to the College World Series for a couple of years. On a personal note, you have two boys. Do your boys play football? Do you want them playing football? Are you worried about concussions? Does all that concern you?
Sure, it concerns me. It definitely concerns me. My oldest son has been playing football since 2013, and we played flag football for a while. He was itching to play tackle, so we let him play, and obviously we monitor him very closely for injuries, and he's 13 now, so he's going to be a freshman. He plays football.
Wow.
So, you know what? I wish he would. Honestly, I wish he wouldn't play football.
Wow.
For a lot of different reasons. Injuries, concussions, but just injuries, and just see these guys getting hit. I'm like, oh, I don't want my son getting hit like that. But at the same time, look, football teaches you a lot about life and a lot about yourself, and you can't get that playing basketball and baseball. So there's a lot of good things about football, and so I want him to, you know, if he wants to keep doing it, then I'll support him in doing that. But you know what, if I had my picks, I'd just say, hey, just play basketball, play baseball, and, you know, learn how to hit a golf ball real fast. but he loves football and he loves it, and so we'll see. You just kind of keep your fingers crossed is all you can really do.
Wow.
Brandon, you watched Thursday Night Football last night, and Richard Sherman injured a whole lot of other injuries on that Seahawks team, penalties mounted up. What can we do with Thursday Night Football? Is it something that the players can go to at the next collective bargaining agreement and say, can we figure out a way to get out of this?
I mean, you could try, but at the end of the day, you know, when you say, hey, we don't want to have Thursday Night Football anymore, the NFL says, well, you know, you go from getting, you know, this amount of money and where you can distribute to each team, that now the salary cap's going to go down, you know, $30 million each team or whatever it is. And then the players will be like, oh, well, we don't want that to happen. So it's all about money, right? I mean, that's the bottom line. These games on Thursday, the NFL and the players, obviously, from the NFL make a lot of money from these games. And it all goes into the salary cap, and it's part of, you know, the salary and what they make. And if those games go away, guess what? The salary cap is going to go down. These players' contracts are going to go down a little bit. So do the NFL players want that to happen? Probably not. And the NFL owners don't want it to happen. So I don't see it going away, but it is. It's something that the product, it's usually a bad product and injuries. You know, it's just hard to recover after, you know, 4 days and expect your body to go out there and perform at a high level and not have yourself overcompensate. And that's the thing. You know, I had, you know, Achilles injury, Lisfranc foot surgery, ACL. Every time I came back from one of those injuries, I always tore a hamstring or a quad because I was overcompensating, and you see a lot of players doing that. I guarantee you that Richard Sherman, something was not right with his body. He's overcompensating, and then next thing you know, Achilles goes because you don't have the rest and the time to recover.
Brandon, we'll get you out of here on this. You played, played very, very well in the slot receiver position, and up here in New England, we focus on that a lot, whether it's Edelman, Hogan, Amendola, Wes Welker before them. Does it ever bother you to be defined as a slot receiver, or do you wear that around as a badge of honor and kind of the blueprint you put in place for these guys in New England?
No, I love it. I wasn't very good on the outside. I was okay. I made my name by working in the slot. And you see teams, realize the importance of that position now. And the Patriots, they've cornered the market. If you're a white slot receiver, you're going to be going to New England. I'm the exception. I never got there for some reason. but everybody else is there. They realize the importance of that position and the importance of being versatile, and that's what they have there, and they do a great job. They have a scheme. They've been doing it for so long, and then obviously you got Tom Brady dialing it up, and so it's been impressive to see what they've been able to do and how they've evolved, and you got to take your hat off to that coaching staff and how they coach the guys and how they approach every single season. So it's been I'm not a Patriots fan by any means because I had a hard time beating those guys. But when you take a step back, it's been impressive to watch what they've been able to do for so long.
Excellent job, man. Good to hear from you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Can't wait to see how the game turns out. We've got to have you on again, okay?
Yeah, I would love to. I got a 27-6 Patriots, so we'll see.
I like the sounds of that.
I'm just telling you, that was my prediction today. I don't think the Broncos have much of a chance, but we'll see.
All right, Brandon, thanks a lot, buddy. We'll catch up with you later on.